Now, if you think you're going for the healthy option when you choose a diet fizzy drink, you may need to think again. An ongoing study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has found that artificially sweetened drinks may be just as bad for your heart as a sugar-laden fizzy drink. Dr. Simon Thornley is a public health physician from the University of Auckland whose research interests include epidemiological methods, low carbohydrate and low sugar approaches to diet. He's a spokesperson, co-spokesperson for the advocacy group Fizz, who fights sugar in soft drink. Dr. Thornley, welcome to the program.
Wallace, thanks for having me.
What did you make of the findings of the study?
Very interesting study. It shows a small increase in risk. It's around about 20% increase in risk of heart disease comparing people who are women who have lots of artificially sweetened drinks with those who have never or less than once a week. So in terms of the big picture, it's relatively weak epidemiological evidence that artificially sweetened drinks are problematic. If you look at all the models right. that are presented, the increase in risk is not particularly consistent. And when we also think of some of the trials that have been done, this is an observational study, we know that if you take teenagers who drink sugary drinks, there's a very good trial evidence that if you take their sugary drinks and replace them with artificially sweetened drinks, they actually do better, and that's at 2 years in terms of lower metabolic risk factors and lower weight. So we need to interpret the study in light of all the other evidence that we know.
So as it said, it's more associative to establish that causal link. Other investigations are needed. So because you often hear, don't you, about artificial sweeteners and that type of thing, but really the focus, I guess in your view, still needs to be on the sugar in drinks
yes.
across the board.
There's a similar study. It's interesting. There was a study from Yang, which was put out about 5 years ago, which considered the association between sugar and heart disease in an American survey. And the difference in risk between the low and the high groups was about 140%. So that's quite a strong association in epidemiological terms, whereas if we look at the difference in risk between the high and the low in the artificial drink study, it's about 20%. So there's a vast difference there, and we're more likely to attribute causation to very strong associations than the weak association that we see here.
Yeah. Jenny, you got a question?
Well, no, I don't, but I get really worried about these surveys and things because I just think that there's so much. Why are we selling this stuff? Why are we selling Fanta and Coke and all these things and dairies next to schools?
It's tasty.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, but geez, they're not any good for us.
I'm just saying, you know, the odd Fanta can be quite tasty. Alan Blackman, you got a question for Simon?
I mean, this is a big study. There are 104,760 participants, and they were looking at them over 13 years or so, I think. So, you know, you probably can't quibble about the numbers and everything, but as you say, it looks like a weak-ish correlation, but there does appear to be some sort of correlation there.
Yes, well, that's an interesting aspect of large studies, is that it's very hard not to get a statistically significant results. So even very small differences can look dramatic when you look at the p-value in large studies. So mm-hmm. I think it's a bit of a trick for young players there. In terms of why are we making sugar, why is it so available, I think, you know, the country needs to look hard at whether we should go the UK's way in terms of taxing sugary drinks. I totally agree.
All right. Dr. Simon Thornley, thank you very much for your time there.